this bank holiday is certainly living up to expectations. It's grey and dreary and spitting with rain.
Sorry. Go
on, Vance. Go on. Sorry. Giddy up. Why is everybody in our way today? Why am I apologising to them all? Because I'm nice. Yeah, we're going that way, are we? You missed it then, Vance. Find the box if you're going over. No, no, come on. Come on, Vance, leave it. Oh, we weren't there. We moved. Seems the crossing's not working. Right, the way.
Okay, they could from different.
Come on, Vance. Get on. Well, that was quite funny. It seems that they've moved the the button, the box for the crossing. And I had no idea at all. It's now on the incorrect side, in fact, because it should be towards the traffic, and it's not. Anyway, what's more pressing right now is that Vance... Oh, Vance is about to do that. Vance, just stand still. Thank you. Right. That was good. Forward, Vance. Vance, the... Come on. One occasion where I decide to hold my phone instead of recording through the earphones, and then, of course, I can't find a pocket to stick it in. Just the moment when I need to pick up after Vance, which he decided to... Well, I think he was pretty desperate, but he decided it in the middle of the pavement. Helpful position. Anyway, well, this has been an amusing walk so far. Right, Vance, can we find a bin, please? Is there a bin anywhere? Is there a bin? Bin anywhere? It doesn't look like a bin to me, Hound. No, that's not a bin. That's a bollard. Come on, Vance! Come on. There's a bin. Okay, where should we go then? You find a way. We're going that way, are we? Well, the original plan for this walk was for there not to be a plan. It was, Vance has been cooped up all day. Let's just see where he fancies going. I've done this a couple of times before. I basically just don't give him any instructions and see where he takes me. And the funny bit was when he went past the crossing. Well, I thought he'd gone past the crossing, and then discovered that the button wasn't there. So he sort of did a double take of, hang on a moment, where's that gone? And stopped and looked back. And then even when we did find it, it didn't work. So that was all a bit confusing. And then, of course, he decided to go to the toilet, which wasn't at all helpful. And then Vance forward. And then we're here. Ow! When you go, Vance. And a low-flying prickly branch. Now, I think I know where he wants to go, and I'm going to have to forward, Vance. Disappoint him at some point, but we'll let him enjoy this moment for the time being. I think he wants to go to the White Swan, which is a very nice pub that usually go to eat in. It's not. Well, I did it, you can have to drink, but I intend to go on my own. But Vance likes it because they have other dogs there and they treat him well. And it's generally just a nice place. So I think he'll try and turn in there. Let's see what happens. We're about halfway down the road. Straight on, Vance. And apart from the instructions you've heard me give him, turn back to the crossing where he was pondering what to do. Anything else. His alternative choice, I think, would be to go to the old deer park. Let's see. Go on, Vance, find the way. Go on, find the way.
I like the way there.
Go on. Yes, and Vance wants to go. Not today, Vance. Not today. Sorry. Nice, though, Vance. Vance, stand there. You're a very good boy. Very good boy. Come on. I almost put him off going there. He went to the toilet. Just stand now. Right there. Let's go. Come on. The raindrops, which keep falling on my head, are getting bigger. Come on, Vance, find the way. Leave it, leave it. It's quite busy out despite the rain. It is a bank holiday. And we're not coming out of the Thames. He's not yet turning right. Where's he going to go? Are we going, Vance? There we are we? All right. Maybe he heard me say that word. Or maybe he did just think, let's go that way. Oh no, not again, Vance. He's going to be doing more. he is doing more. Right, stand there, you. I should tell him off for it, and I would a lot of the time, but he was quite desperate. And to be honest, actually, there wasn't that many, there weren't that many more places, I can't speak to, where he could easily have gone. I mean, he could have stored it all up and waited to put it on the grass, and then it would have been a pain to pick it up, so it's fine, I can live with it. Anyway, we've been under one bridge, about to go onto the road bridge now. Bit of an echo. Like that. Right, Vance, there was a bin on this side somewhere. Can you find it for me? Where is the bin? We have found it before. Find the bin. Big ducky. Where's the bin? I think there is one here. Who knows? Find the bin, Vance. Yeah, that would be a tree, Vance, I believe. Very similar. Good boy. You found a bin. It's a bin. It's a bin. Yes! Hooray! That one's not a tree. Good boy. These trees masquerading as bins. Who'd have them? Right, I think I have to take a picture of rather dismal day here by the Thames. Right, Vance, could you stand for me? I just need to get a picture for the lovely people listening to this. It's a bit yucky, I have to say. I'll take a picture looking down the Thames here. You'll get the idea, hopefully. Right. Maybe actually I should get a picture with Vance. Could you sit, please, Vance? Sit there. Quickly, because we're about to get quite wet. Thank you, Mr. V. Stay there, you. Right. Right, back into Audioboo, and we shall continue our trek. I'm trying to get the phone wet as we go. Here we go. Let's go then, Handy. We are, unfortunately for Vance, going to get a short way around the field, though. Or shall we just get wet? Why not? What's the worst that happens? We get hypothermia and die or something. On you go, Vance. Sounds like a dog. Vance, leave it. Come on. He's got another one of his sights. He's quite keen. Or maybe he's just looking forward to getting onto the old deer park. Where we'll be in just a moment. Speeding up. Stand, Vance.
Good, mate.
Okay. Okay, Vance, the best thing to do. Sorry, please come. Stop. Straight on. Thank you.
Sorry.
Go on, Vance. Right, you're on the old deer. Yes, you want to go on the grass, don't you? Of course you do. Of course you do. Right, wait there. Get you off harness. You're going to be good for me, though, Vance. Right, here we go. Length. Lead a bit, I hope. There aren't too many other dogs about. Yeah, that's it. Hang on, wait, please. That's the word, magic word I was looking for, wait. Right, the rain's coming down a bit more. Come on then, Vance. Yeah, he runs. Come on then, you. Find the way for me. the guide doggy. Still got to stop me from walking into things. Come on, big boy. Oh, it's truly yucky. Come on, big boy. Here we go. That way? I think we'll go over this way a bit. I'm always suspicious when you get excited about one particular direction. Like that. Come on, you. Yes, he's keenly looking over to one side, walking forward, and yet keeping looking back. Because there must be another doggy over there somewhere. Come on then, big boy. I might have to stop recording in a minute if it gets any wetter. Come on, Vance. Good boy. It's nice for you in the rain. Oh, sorry, Vance. If you will stop like that. Come on, big boy. Going this way. Come on. I don't know what you think you found. Leave it. Leave it! Come on! Thank you, big dog. Get yourself over a bit. Come on! Come on, you! Yes! Happy doggy. Just moving. Over towards the back edge of the old deer park. And so we can roughly follow the boundary around. At least I have some kind of guide then, can't you? Just about tell the difference between open ground and the darker edge of the sort of hedge and trees and stuff. She's over here somewhere. Keep coming then, Houndy! Well, it seems a very long way today. Keep going. Smell of a bonfire in the air. That sort of slightly unpleasant bonfirey smell, actually. Sort of damp bonfire. Keep going, Vance, because you're going to end up being walked into if you're not careful, aren't you? Come on, get over. I'm holding my arm out wide to try and keep him out of my path. Right, I think that's the boundary. Now we shall walk roughly along it before heading back over towards the roadside. And, yeah. Heading eventually in a homeward direction. Good boy, Vance. This is very nice. Nice pace as well. Hopefully meaning that we won't be totally drenched by the end of our time, just partly. Excuse microphone noise for a moment. I'm just going to check that the phone's not getting too wet. Tinsy bit damp at the top, but hopefully it's okay. I'll hold it under my chin. Good boy, big doggy. This is very nice. I think we'll stick over. Stay over. Over. Thank you. Good boy. I do need to watch, actually, that I'm spotting where he's stopping me from walking into something. Or when he's trying to go somewhere that I don't want him to go. And it's a tricky balance, that one. Because Vance's are inclined to be slightly cheeky. I returned from the barbers earlier on. The barbers are pretty much the only place where I don't take Vance. One, it's good to keep him in practice of being on his own for a little bit. And two, I was slightly being concerned about what he would do with all the hair on the ground. Vance, come on we go! And I returned and he was just sitting there to begin with, all very quiet, and then the jogger going past, I think. And then he got his tail started wagging, and he always, if he's been naughty, he always seems to start wagging his tail furiously in this, I've been good, really I have, I'm not feeling guilty at all, sort of way. And I was taking my shoes off, and he pushed me over, the naughty dog, and started licking me on the face. And cheeky thing that he is. It was quite funny. He wouldn't do it often. It was, you know, it was nice, it was done nicely and playful way. And anyway, I eventually discovered that the yogurt pots that I hadn't cleared away from top of the dining table from earlier on in the day, I found them scattered around the room. However, at least he hadn't raided the kitchen, because I have foiled his plans for doing that now by placing his water bowl in front of the door so he can't get in there. And then I thought I'd bring him out for a walk, which is where we are now. Good lad. Which is this bit of uphill before. Has this always been here, Vance? What do you think? Alright. I think we'll start cutting across. I don't think we'll go right up to the end boundary. There we go. You get the idea, don't you, Handy? It's really quite wet. As you can hear, the aeroplanes are flying in over Kew this afternoon. We had them all morning. So they sound a little more distant. A rumble in the background of the train going over the bridge. Oh, Houndy, you're not another one, surely. Is it a wee? No, it's not a wee. Am I kidding? I don't know if I've got enough bags at this rate. Hang on. No idea if we got anything there. It didn't really feel like much. Maybe he just thought he needed to go. Who knows? With Vance. What? You panting away there, Mr. Hound? You got no right to pant. We haven't been anywhere, have we? All right, come on. Cheeky dog. Now holding my phone inside my coat. And I hope I'm keeping it semi-dry. Come on, big boy. You can hear people on the tennis courts off to the left there. They know tennis courts. Some kind of court, anyway. Oh, yes, it's a sort of sound. often suggests tennis. I think at some point in Richmond they're going to be having one of the big travelling circuses, Russian state one or something, I don't know, I can't remember, not really a circusy person, and they usually stick it over here, but the fact that we haven't run into a fence yet rather suggests that it's not here, which is good news in my book. Way, Andy. Although, I wonder, there is here a patch of ground. Even I can see this here. Very, it's it seems to be bright yellow or something. Dead grass. That's quite extraordinary. It rather stands out from everything else. Maybe we'll get a photograph of that to add to the photograph of everything else. Whatever colour it is, it's not the colour it should be. I can't imagine the council's going to be that happy about them leaving it in that state. Anyway, it's assuming that that's what it was. Who knows? Find a way then, big boy. Coming up towards the end of it. And then leave it. Oh, excuse me. You don't do. No, you leave it. That's enough now. Stand there. Rather soggy doggy now. Right, come on then, you big boy. The rain seems to be easing off a bit now, although Vance is absolutely soaked. Come on then, Vance. There's a few big spots of rain. I know, Vance, we'll keep over, please. Good lad. Good boy. I think he was trying to go on the cycle then. Thinks he owns the road, does this, Vance? Find the ramp, Vance. Well, rampy, steppy things. Horrible things. Find the way. Forward. Yes. Good boy. I've never worked out a good way to work Vance on these blessed steps. What I'm doing this time is just trying to maintain an even stride and not stopping him on them. Keep going, Vance. The down ones are worse, so I've tried getting him to stop on them all before, and sometimes he'll do it and sometimes he won't. I think he finds it all a bit odd, really. Here we go. Over the top. And back down the other side. It's got a distinct hump to it, this bridge. And not because it's cross. Good boy! Forward! Forward, yes. Good boy! Good boy. He's at least pausing. Good boy. Good boy. Thank you. Perfect. Good boy. Forward. Forward. Good boy. Forward. Good boy, Van. Oh, he missed that one. Forward. He's doing every other one. Good boy. Ah. Forward. Good boy. Good boy. And again. Good boy. Forward. Forward, 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 forward. Oh, that's awesome. Good. Right, splendid. Good boy. Come on then. You star, Vance. Good boy. One of his best runs. Now we need to wander through the Wrong State car park. Yes, Andy, that'd be the way. And forward. Go on then, Andy. Find the wave, big dog. And then we need to go right, don't we? Find right. Find right. Come on. Is it that one? Yes, you'd overshot, had you? I don't know. He worked out for himself that he had to go back there, which is very clever. Straight on then, big dog. Find the way. We now have to do lots of zags and zigs. Forward, Vance. To go on this funny path that runs between all the cars. Good boy. At very odd angles. Straight on, big dog. Good lad, find the way. Find the way, big dog. And forward, big dog. Let's go. And then we go up this slightly gravelly path. Come on, Vance. On a remarkably wide bridge for a footpath, I wonder whether it actually used to be a road at one point. We'll come back to the green. Good lad, find left for me. That's it, good boy. You find the way? Yes, that's it. Over the funny cobbly things. And then onto the pavement. And we're basically walking down the opposite side of the green to side we walked up probably about 20 minutes, half an hour ago. Don't know where that was. And that's really our walk, which was actually pleasant despite the rain and despite Vance seemingly going to the toilet 100 times. Forward, big dog. Good lad. Good boy. And I would say I'd go home and have a nice bath, but I've already had one, so that'd be overkill. I'm going to go home and wait for my Ocado shopping to come. Come on then, big boy, find a way for me. And since that pedestrian crossing is not working, we will go back through the very centre of Richmond. Curb, big dog. Good boy, forward. Go on, Vance. Good lad, Vance, stretch him. Come on, big boy. Curb, big dog. Where's the curb? Wait there. Check nothing's turning. Forward, Vance. Good lad. Let's go. Good lad. Find the way.
Yeah.
Find the crossing. Where's the box, Vance? Where's the box? Sorry. Go, Vance. Go on then, big boy. Straight on. Yeah, and that's about it, really. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope my phone's not too wet. Bye for now. Sorry. Sorry. Buggies everywhere. On you go, Vance. And the smell of flowers mixed with cigarette smoke. Lovely.